I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran is fighting off accusations of persecuting the small sect of the Baha'i. What concerns ministries about this is that Christians won't be far behind. Paul Asterbrooks is a minister at large for Open Doors International. Believers are already in the crucible of oppression. However,
I spent some time with a group of young people from the Iranian church. I was just impressed with their passion for sharing Christ. They are not worried. Their desire is to see people come to Christ.
Next, have you ever wanted to donate to a ministry but didn't feel you had the money? Well, now, just one spare dollar can help bring the gospel to one person through Sat7's television ministry. Sat7's David Harder explains.
You can provide viewing for one whole year for one viewer. We've got a cost of around $10 million to operate the whole operation and to create the programs and to broadcast the programs. And so for that, with 10 million known viewers, you can reach one of those viewers with your $1.
To learn more about the $1 viewer, click on the Sat7 banner at the top of our webpage. And a dollar donated to Food for the Hungry now becomes nearly 20 because of matching funds from the U.S. government. The World Health Organization reports 20 million children are severely malnourished worldwide. Some families in the Philippines drink coffee, for example, to supplement for the rice they can't afford. Food for the Hungry asks you to join their child survival campaign to help vulnerable children and families. Though simple, your help enables the ministry to be the hands and feet of Christ around the world. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that'll update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country of the world. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.